I'd like to begin the sugya again from Daf Ches Amud Beis, so that we can get the whole picture right. So we'll start from the two dots. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer. Okay. See, it's about a little more than halfway down the wide lines. At the end of the line, you have Rabbi Gamliel Oimer. Two dots. Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer. Ad sheya'ale amud ha'shachar. The time for the evening Ma'ariv, for the evening Kriya Shema, more accurately, is until Amud HaShachar, which means until the first light begins to show. Sorry? That is the halacha with a lot of qualifications. What's that? Oh, so it's good you're here. It's good you're here. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Halacha k'Rav Gamliel. The halacha follows Rav Gamliel. We're backing up again. Daf Ches Amud Beis, beginning the sugya. About a little more than halfway, yeah. The halacha is like Rav Gamliel. The evening Kriya Shema can be recited until Alois HaShachar. Now again, I just want to put into proper perspective the times we're going to be dealing with here. We're basically going to be discussing now the counterpart of the more famous Bein HaShemashes, which is the period between sunset and when it gets fully dark. We're talking about the morning counterpart of Bein HaShemashes, meaning as the sun rises toward the horizon, it begins to get light because the sun is shining where it is over there, over the horizon, below the horizon. So the light you begin seeing, obviously, before the sun comes up. So there's a period of time between when it begins getting light, when you start seeing light, and when the sun actually appears. When it starts getting light, that's Amud HaShachar. Alois HaShachar. The sun's appearance is called Netzach Amud. Is there an equivalent to Plaga Mincha? Not that I know of. There is another time in the morning, which I'm not sure what halachic significance it has, but it is noted by Yerushalmi. Before Alois HaShachar, there's something called Ayeles HaShachar, which contemporary authorities identify that as the zodiac star, whatever that is, which has nothing to do with the sun. There's a certain, the Gemara describes it as two rays of light that come up that are not the sun. 72 minutes. No. Mara stresses that. 72 minutes before Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar is the most beginning rays of the sun. And that's 72 minutes before Netzach Amud. So, but whatever it is, let's not get confused with that. We're discussing Alois HaShachar, which is when it starts, when the east starts getting light, and Netzach Amud, which is when the sun appears. And here we're told that the evening Kriya Shema is until Alois HaShachar. Now, what is the status of that in-between period? The period between Alois HaShachar and Netzach Amud. And what bearing will that have on our discussion of Zman Kriya Shema? So, Tanya, says in the Braise, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Oimer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Pa'amim shadam kore Kriya Shema shtei pa'amim balayla. You can have a case where a person recites Kriya Shema twice consecutively, one time after the other, at night. Achas koidin sheyale Amud HaShachar, once right before Amud HaShachar, v'achas le'achar sheyale Amud HaShachar, and once right after Amud HaShachar. V'yotze b'hem yedei choivosoi, and through those two readings, he can be yotze achas shel yom v'achas shel laila. With the reading right before Alois HaShachar, he's yotze the nighttime Kriya Shema, which works with what we just saw. You can read Kriya Shema until Alois HaShachar. And with the reading right after Alois HaShachar, he's already yotze the morning Kriya Shema, one after the other. Meanwhile, we're in line with Rabbi Gamliel. Shem Bayechai seems to be straight in line with Rabban Gamliel. Everything is fine. Nighttime Kriya Shema ends at Alois. Morning Kriya Shema begins then. Let's see. We're going to be working on that hard now. That's what we're going to be sweating over.
It fits very well also with like the case of the time. The case of the time is definitely night. The still definitely night. The suffering on the
It's actually interesting. The period between Alois HaShachar and Netzach HaMa is not a suffix. What it is, we'll see. But it's not a suffix. I wondered how come we don't have the same suffix in this period as we do by Ben HaShemashis. I don't know. But as we'll see momentarily, it's actually not a suffix, and therefore we'll have to understand the different halachas that we're seeing here. Different status. It's not, doesn't directly parallel Ben HaShemashis. Not at all. I'm just using it in a figurative way. I was comparing it, but it's really not the same at all. Now let's analyze what he said. He said you're reading Kriya Shema twice at night, once right before Alois, once right after the Alois. With the first Yoytze Mayriv Kriya Shema, with the second Yoytze the morning Kriya Shema. Now that really seems to be self-contradictory, because let's note he called it night. The period after Alois, right? So gufe kasha. This seems self-contradictory. Amato pa'omim she'odom kore kriya shema. You started by saying that a person might recite kriya shema shtei pa'omim balaylo, twice at night. Alma, which implies la'achar she'yale amud ha'shachar lelyehu, that even after Alois ha'shachar, until Netzach HaMa is night. It's night time, straight through Alois until Nates. The other Tani, but then the next thing you said was, after telling me that after Alois HaShachar, in that intermediate period, it's night time, the next thing you said was, Yaitze ben Yedei Chayvazoi. When you say Kriya Shema right before and after Alois HaShachar, you Yaitze Achashel Yom Achashel Laila. Before Alois HaShachar, you Yaitze the night time, my Kriya Shema. Right after Alois HaShachar, he ate to the morning Kriya Shema. Hamu. That implies that right after Alois HaShachar, it's day. But in other words, what he's saying is, it's nighttime, and you yate to the morning Kriya Shema, which is self-contradictory. So the Gemara says, Loi, it's not a contradiction. Le'oilom le'lihu. That period is night. It's nighttime, straight until Netzach HaMa. The reason we treat it as day for Kriya Shema is the ke'inche dekaimet ba'ayishata, because some people do get up at that time. Let's remember, we learned at the beginning of the Masechta that the time for Kriya Shema does not necessarily depend on day or night. Torah says you have to say Kriya Shema when you go to sleep and when you go out, get up. So going to sleep time and getting up time. So therefore, yes, this time is night, and yet, since some people start getting up already then, you can already recite the morning Kriya Shema. So in other words, let's just keep this clear, to differentiate between what's coming. Until Netzach HaMa is night time, yet you can be yoytze to the morning Kriya Shema. Until Netzach HaMa is night, from Alois HaShachar until Netzach HaMa is night, he's telling us. Yet, you can be yoytze the morning Kriya Shema then. Because it's already Bikul Mecha. People get up then. Oh, I was hoping somebody would ask that. You are addressing one of the many problems that we're going to address, Bez Hashem. Rabbi Yaakov is asking a good question. We're saying that it's considered morning for Kriya Shema purposes because people start getting up then. But some people are still asleep then. So you should be able to do both at that time. That's a good question, and I'm going to leave it as a good question at this point. Okay. Oh, welcome back. Now, Omar Rav Acher Bar Chanina, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Bacha Bachanina says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that yes, it is acceptable to begin saying Kriya Shema, the morning Kriya Shema, from Alois HaShachar. Okay, so now let's just have this clear. He's really making, his ruling really includes 3 points. Let's have that clear. First of all, the intermediate period between, we're on the third line, fourth line from the bottom, on Chesamud Beis. Point number one, the intermediate period between Alois HaShachar and Itzachama is nighttime. That's point number one. Point number two, nighttime Kriya Shema is until Alois, even though it's still night later than that. That's what he said, right? He said he can say Kriya Shema right before Alois or right after Alois. Nighttime Kriya Shema is until Alois. And number three, morning Kriya Shema begins from Alois even though it's still nighttime. And your question remains unanswered at this point. So that's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Now, and Rav Acha tells us that that's the halacha. Ike de masni lo lahodir Rav Acha bar Chanina, aha. Some quoted Rav Acha bar Chanina on the following. I mean, he didn't say that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Yochai in this ruling, that you can begin the morning Kriya Shema from Alois. Rather, he said, he ruled in accordance with the following. The Tanya says in the Braise, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Oimer, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Before it was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai himself. Now we're introducing a new take, Rabbi Akiva's take. Now listen, because it sounds the same, but he's actually saying something very differently, almost the opposite. You can have a case where a person recites Kriya Shema twice in the daytime. Okay? Once before Netzachama. Not only Sashacha. Netzachama. And once after Netzachama. And with those two Kriya Shemas, the one right before Nitz, the one right after Nitz, your Yoytze, Achashel Yoyim v'Achashel Laila, with the one right before Nitz, well after Alois. Before Nitz, your Yoytze, the nighttime Kriya Shema. After Nitz, you can be Yoytze, the morning Kriya Shema. Okay? Now, we analyze this the same way we analyzed the previous Raisa, just to make sense of it, and then we'll go figuring it out. Hagu Fekasha. Here also, what he says is self-contradictory. What did he say? The intermediate period is daytime, right, between Alois and Nates. Yet you can be Yoytze, the nighttime Kriya Shema then, and the morning Kriya Shema after Nates. Right? So this is self-contradictory. Amato pa'obim shodam kore Kriya Shema shtei pa'amim bayoyim. You started by saying that this is a case where a person is reciting Kriya Shema twice in the day. That implies that before Netzachama, the intermediate period between Alois HaShachar and Netzachama is daytime. Okay? The Hada Tani, and then the next thing you said was, Yoytze ben Yedei Chayvotzai, that you can be Yoytze. The mitzvah, Akashel Yoim Va'Akashel Laila, of the morning and of the nighttime. Meaning, you start by saying that intermediate period is day. From Alois it's already daytime. Alois donates his day. Yet, you can continue reciting the Meir Shema up until late, even though it's already daytime. But if you tell me you can recite the nighttime Shema, then I'll malel you. That implies that it's night. So on the one hand, you're telling me it's day. On the other hand, you're telling me you can be yoytze the nighttime Kriya Shema then, implying that it's night. So the Gemara answers as it did before, just in the reverse. No. According to Rabbi Akiva, this period is day. Day begins at Alois HaShachar. By the Korulei Lelia, yet we're treating it as nighttime until Netzachama, for Kriyat Shema purposes. Why are we treating it as nighttime? Because some people still sleep until Netzach Amah. Therefore, you're right, it's daytime. But the Torah says, Nishach Mecha. You recite the nighttime Kriyat Shema at sleeping time. Since it's still sleeping time until Netzach Amah, you can be Yotze, the nighttime Kriyat Shema then. So let's note here too, what we're saying is that the intermediate period between Alois and Netz is daytime, yet you can be Yotze the nighttime Kriyat Shema then. So let's note that Rabbi Akiva seems to be the opposite of Rav Shimon ben Yochai on all three counts. Count number one, what is the status of the intermediate period between Alois and Netz? Rav Shimon ben Yochai said night. Rabbi Akiva says day. Number two, until when can you recite the nighttime Kriyat Shema? Rav Shimon ben Yochai said until Alois HaShachar. Rabbi Akiva says nighttime until Netzach Amah. When do you begin the morning Kriyat Shema? Rav Shimon ben Yochai said after Alois. Rabbi Akiva says after Netz. The reference point is different. That's right. According to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the turnover is at Alois HaShachar. According to Rabbi Akiva, the turnover is at Netzach Amah. Now this is especially paradoxical because Rav Shimon ben Yochai considers that time night. And yet he says that morning Kriyat Shema begins then. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that time is day. But yet, the nighttime Kriyat Shema continues until Netz, which is already in the middle of the day, till 10 in the morning, and only after that does the daytime Kriyat Shema begin. We have a machloikis. It's different than Ben HaShmashe. Ben HaShmashe is an absolute suffix. It's a suffix, it's an inherent suffix. But here it's a machloikis. Yeah. Meanwhile.
First Rabbi Akiva, so far, the way that we dive in all names.
Oh, that's what Ramar says last time. You're raising a problematic point. Rabbi Akiva wouldn't dive in any of our Vasikim in Yanim. Rabbi Akiva said, nighttime Kriyat Shema ends at Netz, morning Kriyat Shema begins then. Rabbi Akiva wouldn't daven by any of our Vasikim Minyanim? Maybe not. Let's see. Omer Rav Acha bar Rabbi Chanina, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Here Rav Acha bar Chanina says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha ke Rabbi Shimon she'omer mishum Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is like the latter brisa, as Rabbi Shimon said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, the latter version. Yes, the intermediate period is considered daytime. Yet you can continue with the nighttime Kriyat Shema until Netzach Amah, and after that, after Netzach Amah, you recite the morning Kriyat Shema. This, we're ruling, is the halacha. Meaning? Rabbi Gamliel? Well, the machlok is between Shimon Yochai and Rabbi Akiva. And Rav Acha, according to this list, understand, thing is ruling in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. That's what it seems. Yeah. Yeah. He's saying that it's nighttime, yet you can recite the morning Kriyat Shema there. Yeah. Meaning, halachically, it's night. The Kriyat Shema doesn't go by night. Kriyat Shema goes by when people get up, and people get up there. Okay. Then we're in trouble. Okay. So let's see. So the Maisa, at first glance, the way we have it set up now is that we have a pretty serious machlokes here. Right? The way the Rabbeinu Tam, the Balamar, understand it, that's true, we have a machlokes here. And Rabbeinu Tam says, the halacha follows the latter opinion that considered daytime already at Alois, but nighttime Kriyat Shema extends till Netzach Amah, morning Kriyat Shema begins afterwards. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says straight out exactly what the Hillel has been saying here: Vasikin, those who daven kevasikin is sheloi kidin. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam would not join our Vasikin minyanim. Okay. What's that? Don't wear a tefillin during that time. Okay. What's that? In what?
They want to daven in the sikhya, they want to daven a little later.
Well, I don't believe that anybody follows this sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Now let's see. What? Shulchan Aruch picked and chose for us, and we'll see soon that he follows a very different approach. We just said that that's the halacha. So listen to the Rif. The Rif comes and says, you know what, Rabbi Isai? No, before I present the Rif, I want to present a few problems with everything we've been seeing. First of all, we have the problem that Rabbi Yaakov raised. We have this machloikas from Shimon Yochai and Rabbi Akiva. Shimon Yochai says, well, the morning has to start at Alois for Kriyas Shema purposes because people start getting up then. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it has to continue until night because people are still asleep then. Who's right? Both are right. So we have Rabbi Yaakov's question. Shimon Yochai says, well, some people start getting up then, so you start saying the morning Kriyas Shema then. Okay. But some people are also sleeping then, so say the nighttime Kriyas Shema then too. Well, it's the same question on Rabbi Akiva. You know what the Rif comes and says? The Rif comes and says, Rabbi Isai, there's no machloikis here. There's no machloikis here. Everybody is saying the same thing, and the halacha is like everybody. Now go figure that out. That's what the Rif says. What? Well, I relied on the Rashba, the Rush, and the Ramban to do the work for me. They all go along with this and they work it out as follows. What they say is as follows. Exactly what we've been discussing. The way the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Rosh all put it is, it's true that times for morning and evening Kriya Shema overlap because the Torah sounds strange, but again, we're not going by day and night here. The Torah says as long as people are asleep, you say the evening Kriya Shema. When people start getting up, you say the morning Kriya Shema. The times overlap. That's fine. That's what these Rishonim say.
What does somebody do?
What's that?
What do you do if you're working
night
shift?
Up at night. No. So that we say it has to follow a certain universal standard. Yeah. Oh, so now Rav Noach is bringing us to the next stage of our discussion. So basically, the that's what he says. He says the truth is everybody's just emphasizing a different side of the coin. Shimon Yochai is saying, actually, 1 minute. He says it also. He said there seems to be a machloikis. What's the inherent status of this intermediate period? Shimon Yochai called it nighttime. Rabbi Akiva called it daytime, right? He says they're all saying the same thing. Mamish the same thing. Shimon Yochai is saying as follows. Shimon Yochai is saying, even though it's called nighttime for Kriya Shema purposes, because people are still asleep then, and you can still say nighttime Kriya Shema then, you can begin saying the morning Kriya Shema already. That's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai meant. That's what he meant when he said, it's nighttime and you can say the morning Kriya Shema. He meant, it's nighttime for Kriya Shema purposes. You can still say the nighttime Kriya Shema. Yet, people get up then, you can say the morning Kriya Shema too. And Rabbi Akiva came and stressed the other side of the point. Even of the coin, even though it's already morning for Kriya Shema because people start getting up then, since people are still asleep, you can say the nighttime Kriya Shema then. So we have overlapping times. You going to say something? No nighttime in the summer. That's a complicated discussion. Right. Maybe they'll just be davening Ma'ariv in the summer and just Shacharis in the winter.
The whole thing of the halacha Rabbi Akiva doesn't have any meaning.
Oh, okay. So, and now we come on to Rav Noach's question. So Rav Noach is asking, why do we need two brises? Why, if it's overlapping, we should have just given one simple ruling. In between Alois HaShachar and Etzach Kama, you can lay one after the other, and you yotze both. In fact, you can daven Shacharis, and then you can daven Ma'ariv. You can do that too, because the times overlap. Why didn't we just say you can do both in that period? Right? Why can't you?
It depends what you're going to be davening the next day. It all depends on what you're going to define as day or what you're going to define as night.
Oh, okay. So here's where we come on to this split. So the Rishonim say, the Rosh is Lamaisa, the one who says this. He says, the reason we broke it apart is because they're both stressing something. This point. They say, no. It can either be nighttime, Kriya Shema or daytime Kriya Shema, but not both. That's obviously Midrabanan. Midraraisa, we don't know Chochmas. Sleeping time, it's getting up time, do both. Daven Shachris and then Meirev. But the Chachamim didn't like that. And therefore the Chachamim came and said, no, you can't do both. If you want to lay in Kriya Shema immediately after Alois, you want to treat it like daytime? You want to do the morning Kriya Shema then? Make sure you do the Meirev Kriya Shema before Alois. If you want to do, if you want to do the nighttime Kriya Shema before Nates, then you got to do the morning Kriya Shema after Nates. Now, if that's the understanding, we have no more question on our Vatsi. Sure, Rabbi Akiva is saying you can only say Kriya Shema after Nates. But he's saying that if you'd said Kriya Shema, if you'd have married right before Nates, nighttime Kriya Shema right before Nates, you got to say the morning Kriya Shema after Nates. But if you want to maintain a regular Vatsi schedule, no problem. Just have married in the evening.
It's
a again. It's a gather. A few things can go wrong. First of all, if people are going to be saying Kriya Shema when it's starting to get light already, they don't see a clear deadline. They might continue afterwards too. That's problem number one. Problem number two is, well, okay, the truth is that there are problems in both directions. You know what? Let's just move on to the next stage of this discussion, and then we'll see. This is where we stand now. So in other words, what we're saying is that, yes, essentially, nighttime for Kriya Shema extends to Netz HaChama. Morning for Kriya Shema begins from Alois HaShachar. They overlap. Just don't do both together. Okay. Essentially, but let's see how the Gemara continues, and then we'll also get to your question. Now, so if Salamaisa, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, in other words, what we're saying is that yes, nighttime Kriya Shema can extend until Netz HaChama. Now, let's just note something, that this goes against what we just ruled earlier, that the halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said that nighttime Kriya Shema is until Alois HaShachar. And now we're saying, you know what? We have another halacha too. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva that extends until an Netz HaChama. So let's let the sugya finish playing out. Omer Rabbi Zeira. The Chacham said until Chatzos. But we ruled like Rabbi Gamliel. We said until Alois HaShachar. Right? And now we're coming and saying, you know what? Rabbi Akiva, until Netz HaChama. But let's see. We're not finished with the discussion yet. Now, but this is where we stand now. We're going to be following this approach because this is the approach that accepted Lahalacha. Amar Abizera said, yes, there is such a thing as saying Kriya Shema up until Netz HaChama, or Belvad Shelo Yoyma Ashkivein. If you are saying Kriya Shema that late, meaning that early, I want to note something, by the way. One of the points that drove the Rishonim to make this shot is that they said it's inconceivable that Lamaisa is a machloitis whether that intermediate period is called day or night. Because we have clear psukim telling us that it's day. Day clearly begins at Alois HaShachar. There's no question about that. And therefore, on the contrary, that's why these Rishonim say, according to the Rif, Ramban, Rosh, Rashba, that's okay. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we actually have the night extending till Netz HaChama. That can't be. So whatever it is, daytime, strictly speaking, certainly begins at Alois HaShachar. Yet, Kriya Shema time continues until Netz HaChama. Okay? Now, therefore we'll understand this next halacha. If you are saying Kriya Shema that late, Omar Abizera said, Obelvat Shele Yemar Hashkivenu. You're saying it after Alois HaShachar, when it's already daytime, don't say Hashkivenu. The rest of the brachas of Kriya Shema you can say. Marev Aravim, Ava Soilom, Emes Vemuni you can say. But Hashkivenu not. Lay us down to sleep in peace. It's good morning. It's morning time already. It's daytime. What's that? We're talking about Netz HaChama here. If you say it after, before Alois, you're okay. Art scroll is following Rashi, I'm not. But, funny. You shouldn't say, if you're saying Kriya Shema right before Netzach Kama, don't say Ashkivim. If you say between Alois HaShachar and Netzach Kama, don't say Ashkivim. If you say before Alois HaShachar, you can say Ashkivim. No, Ashkivenu is a bracha that you're saying before going to sleep. That's how it was set up. We can't. We don't have a ma'ariv in the morning. Chazal were mitakin shachris and shachris and ma'ariv and ma'ariv. You can't say the evening tefillahs in the morning. Right. Well, as long as you're asleep.
So now that we're saying Hashkivenu is lie us down, if anything, we're there to say that until the end of the first watch, that's when you lie down. So you're saying lay us down. Right? When you people go to sleep in the first
watch. We don't necessarily know that Rabbi Gamliel agrees to Rabbi Eliezer that people finish laying down at the end of the first watch.
Meaning 5 minutes before.
Meaning there might be such things. Might be such things. No. So that you can say, even if you're saying Shema right before Netzach Kama, those two you can say. Now here you're right. How can you say Hamari Varovin when it's already daytime? So, here the Rishonim say that the very phrase, the bracha of phrase of that Hashem makes morning and night, that you can say at any time because we make a point davka of praising the nighttime in the day and the daytime in the night. No, Yoitzer or Uvayle Choshev. Right? That's what we say in the morning. And in Ma'ariv we say, we're going to see later in the Gemara that we do that on principle. We make a point of, both by Ma'ariv and by Shachris, in the actual bracha that's praising the transition from day to night, we praise for both transitions. So that's fine. That's why the Poskim say that yes, we can say Hamari Varovim even though it's already daytime. But the special bakashas that we make when we go to sleep, that you can't say once it's daytime. By the way, we'll also note another thing. Shemana Esrei, you won't be able to say then either. Because Shemana Esrei is Arvis. It's the nighttime tefillah. You can't say Shemana Esrei if you're davening after Alei Sashacha. If you miss Alei Sashacha, what you can say is the first two brachas, Shema, and then it's Vemun.
What we're seeing is this. Between Yom versus Lila and
Shachar. That's right.
Totally separate ideas.
That's right. Right. Okay.
So
the Shmaser of Ma'ariv is as long as it's night, which is until Alois HaShachar. Once Alois HaShachar hits, it's already daytime. You can't say Ma'ariv anymore. You can't do the Shmaser of Ma'ariv anymore. But Shema, along with its brachas, remember, those brachas are not Ma'ariv. Those brachas are Shema brachas. Called Birkas Kriya Shema. That's got nothing to do with nighttime. It's got nothing to do with the Ma'ariv Shmaser either. As we said, let's remember. We package it all together, but it's really two separate chiyuvim. You have to say Shema with its brachas. You have to say Shema Esrei. Shema Esrei is a nighttime chiyuv. Shema is a bishach b'cha chiyuv. A sleeping time chiyuv. Now, generally they go together. If you're davening at 8 in the evening, it goes together. Or when you're davening after Alei Sashachar, it doesn't. Now, Amar Abizir, sorry. Ki Aser Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef. Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef came along, Omar. He said, Hoder Rabbi Acher Bar Rabbi Chanina, Omar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. This ruling that Rabbi Acher Bar Chanina said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, that yes, we follow Rabbi Akiva who said, you can say Kriya Shema, the nighttime Kriya Shema until Netzach Hama. Lav b'feirush itma. He didn't say that explicitly. Ela miklole itma. But we infer it from an incident that occurred. Da'u zuge derabonon. There was a pair of chachamim. Dishtako bilule divrei Rabbi Yishua ben Levi. They got drunk at the chasana of Rabbi Yishua ben Levi's son, and they woke up in between Alois HaShachar and Netzach Hama. They woke up after Alois HaShachar. Also likamed Rabbi Yishua ben Levi. They came to Rabbi Yishua ben Levi and they told him, it's after Alois HaShachar. Can we say Kriyat Shema? Omar, and he said, Kedayu Rabbi Shimon lismeich alav bishas hadchak. You can rely on Rabbi Shimon, meaning Rabbi Shimon's ruling in the name of Rabbi Akiva. It's really Rabbi Akiva here. You can rely on this ruling in extenuating circumstances. Since the circumstances are extenuating, we will allow you to say Kriyat Shema after Alois HaShachar. Oh, it's different than saying that's the halacha. Before we were just saying, well, that's the halacha. Now we're saying, well, in extenuating circumstances you can do it. And you really answered the question now, what we just asked before. We said halacha is like if Shimon Gamliel did it until Alois HaShachar. But now we're saying halacha follows Rabbi Akiva. What's the answer? The answer is halacha follows Shimon Gamliel. The deadline is Alois HaShachar. In extenuating circumstances, we'll let somebody say Shema after Alois HaShachar. Right. Sven is asking, why are we calling people who got drunk extenuating circumstances? That's a good question. The Taz, the Achronim discussed this. I'll get to it in a minute. Well, if a person goes to sleep, decides he's going to take a nap at 10 at night, and then he wakes, he'll have a mire when he gets up. He wakes up after Alois HaShachar, tell him, sir, that's not extenuating circumstances. Right? But here we're saying they were drunk. Not their fault. Well, let's see. Let's see.
Then people would drink wine like it usually was water. That would be a water. And it might be, it was a hot day, it might be very possible to drink too much water.
Possibly. Possibly. Let's see. Let's see. So first of all, we just introduced a very important clause here, which is the halacha, that actually we do not paskin like Rabbi Akiva. The deadline for Kriyat Shema is Alois HaShachar, period. Yet, in extenuating circumstances, meaning, if a person finds himself after Alois HaShachar, and he hasn't said Kriyat Shema through no fault of his own, he can say until Netzach Hama, only be'oinus. Now this is a very, very novel point. What? No, it goes by the universal b'shachvicha. We're saying the universal b'shachvicha is until Netzach Hama. So now we're saying a very, very novel point, because what we're saying is that essentially the time of b'shachvicha is until Netzach Hama, which means that midaraisa you can say Kriyat Shema until Netzach Hama with no problem. And now we're understanding that when Rabbi Gamliel said until Alois HaShachar, up till now we understood that he's the most lenient, and he's not making any gezeiras. Now we're seeing that it's not true. He's making a gezeira, right? He's backing the time up to Alois HaShachar, and he's making an extreme gezeira. He's saying, if you miss my time, you cannot be Yotze Kriyat Shema. We're saying you can only be Yotze Kriyat Shema after Alois HaShachar if the circumstances were extenuated. But if you sat around, and then you decided to wake up after Alois HaShachar, the Chachamim said, even though midaraisa you can still fulfill it, we say no. It's a kayach that the Chachamim had to strip, take away the midaraisa fulfillment of a mitzvah. It's a very novel concept. What's that? Yesh kayach b'yad Chachamim la'kodom v'natorah b'shev al ta'asa. Meaning, the Chachamim tell this person, don't say Kriyat Shema, you missed it. I midaraisa. He's still obligated to say Kriyat Shema. The time didn't pass. And the answer is that the Chachamim do have the authority to tell a person to transgress passively. And they can use their discretion when they decide to do that or not. And here they're telling a person, don't say Kriya Shema.
Obligation at that point?
No, and even we say even more than that. If he does say Kriya Shema at that point, he's not Yoytze. Chachamim said he did not fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It's a novel concept. But that's what we're seeing here. So now everything falls into place. We pass like Rav Gamliel. Alayta Shachar is the absolute deadline. Unless it's one of those oinet situations. And will allow you to recite Kriya Shema after, until Netzach Hama, as the essential halacha is. Now,
where does that power derive?
What's that?
Where did they get the power to?
Where did they get the, wherever they got the power to allow people to transgress. Chacham, I don't know what the source is, but the Torah imbued them with that authority. Now, okay. Now here we get to the question, so what about these drunk people? So here we have a machlokes. The truth is that the Taz, for example, says people were drinking at nighttime and then they're surprised that they got drunk and we're calling that extenuating circumstances. The Taz says certainly not. We're talking about people who got drunk well before nighttime. That's what happened. They got drunk well before nighttime. They fell asleep. At that point, wasn't there, they weren't obligated to be taking Maariv into account. Fell asleep and they woke up. That, then we say that that's an example of extenuating circumstances. If a person was drunk, yet from broad daylight, that's called extenuating circumstances. But if a person drank too much during the night, fell asleep and he woke up after Alayis HaShachar, we tell him nothing doing. That's Lamaisa what the Achronim says. Other Achronim dispute that and say that no. Even if a person, basically what you said before, even if a person drinks at night, we look at it in a little bit of a forgiving way. We say, okay, we'll still consider that extenuating circumstances. But, the nice of what we say, yeah, what's it? No. No, and we'll prove that in a minute very clearly. Oh, that's what I was going to prove. Very good. Let's note, what happens with Rabbi Gamliel and his children? Here's my mamish, we see this point illustrated. Rabbi Gamliel's sons came and told him the exact same thing. They said, we were at a chasana. Can we say Kriya Shema? And what did he answer them? He answered them. It was after midnight, but what did he answer them? He said, since it's not Alois HaShachar, you can still say it. Implying that had Alois HaShachar hit, they would not be able to say it. What's the difference? What? Oh, that's the difference. They weren't drunk. They were busy dancing. And all of a sudden they looked at their watches. You say, well, this is not extenuating circumstances. You're busy dancing, you forgot to look at your watch. So if it's before Alayis HaShachar, fine. That's what Rabbi Gamliel told them. But if it's after Alayis HaShachar, that we wouldn't allow. But if a person was stone drunk, he was out of it, he woke up after Alayis HaShachar, that we will allow. So that's Taka. Yes, doesn't help. You gotta do what you gotta do. Okay. So now, what we see here, Lamaisa, and this is Taka the Halacha Lamaisa, is that yes, the deadline for Kriya Shema Bidi Eved is Alayis HaShachar. And that's Gzeir. In extenuating circumstances where a person was an Oines, he's allowed to daven. He's allowed to say Kriya Shema after Alayis HaShachar. With the first two brachas, Ma'ir Barovim and Abba Soilam, with them as Zemuna, not with Ashkivenu, and no Shemana Esrei. And, in such a situation, you will not be allowed to say the morning Kriya Shema before Netz. You'll have to wait till after Netz to say the morning Kriya Shema. Now, one more important qualification of this discussion, before we close the sugya. And that is that we said that we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, which means, like Rav Gamliel, that Shema is until Alayis HaShachar. Now this is important because this is going to be a lot more relevant than some of the things we've seen here in the sugya. There's a big machlokes rishonim as to whether that really means that you're allowed to go until Alayis HaShachar or not. Many rishonim say, they express it in different ways. But many say that when we rule like Rav Shimon Gamliel, all that means is we're ruling like his essential shita, like we said before. There's a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Gamliel as to how we define b'shach b'cha. Does it mean the time when people go to sleep, which is the first 4 hours of the night, or does it mean the whole night, all the time you're sleeping? Now the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Gamliel, right, that it's really the whole night. Just they made a gedder, and they said even though really time for Kriya Shema is until Alos HaShachar, we want you to say it before Chatzos. So the Rif, for example, and the Rambam, they say that when the Gemara said Halachas like Rabbi Gamliel, doesn't mean that the Halachas is like him against the Chachamim, that there's no Gzeir. It means the Halachas is like Rabbi Gamliel's understanding that Kriya Shema doesn't go by when you go to sleep. It's not the first 4 hours of the night. The Kriya Shema means all the time you're sleeping. But certainly we follow the Chachamim who say that we make a Gzeir until Chatzos. You hear that? That's the understanding of the Rif, the Rambam, contrary to many other Rishonim. The Rajva objects to that vehemently. He says, no, Halachim Gamliel means Halachas like Rambam Gamliel. That's how you translate it. Right? What's that?
Otherwise
we'd say Chachamim. But these other Rishonim say that's not so. Halachas like Rambam Gamliel means his fundamental understanding. And actually the Halacha follows the Chachamim that lechatchila, you really have to do it before Chatzos. Just the way the Shulchan Aruch sets it down is that there are lemaisa, therefore he accepts this as the halacha, and therefore there are three levels. Lechatchila, you must recite Kriya Shema before Chatzos. Now this is very relevant, because this is a lot more relevant than the Alos HaShachar halacha, which can also come up. But here, often Chatzos is 11:25. You might have a situation where you're going to want to daven Ma'ariv later. Lechatchila, you must say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. B'di'evet, you can say it until Alos HaShachar, even if you were careless about it. It doesn't have to be voices. Should have said it before Chatzos. You missed Chatzos, b'di'evet, you can do it until Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar is the deadline, b'di'evet, meaning if you continue reading until after Alos HaShachar, you can't say it anymore. We only grant an etzachama for oinus. So again, lechatchila by Chatzos, b'di'evet by Alos HaShachar, and in an extreme case of oinus, you have until Netzach Hamah. That's Lamaisa, how the Shulchan Aruch puts it down.
You said that Sita Rabban Gamliel was a Gezerah. No one disputes that. So, if we're going to say that, no, he's really not disputing the Gezerah of Chachamim of Chatzot, that's very fair. Because
we're not saying that he's not disputing it. He is disputing the Chachamim's Gezerah.
He's disputing the Chachamim's Gezerah. So
but we're not accepting him on that. We're accepting his fundamental, we're agreeing with him that essentially the time for Kriya Shema continues all throughout the night. But within his Shita, we have him arguing the Chachamim as to whether we should make a Gzeir of Chatzos or not. Here we follow the Chachamim that we make a Gzeir of Chatzos. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch lays it down. Okay. And the truth is, we'll actually see this corroborated in the coming Gemara. And that's why, again, we said it sounds strange, right? We're saying Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, but really it means the Chachamim, right? That sounds a little bit strange. But now we'll see from the next Gemara actually supports this. Maise Shebo Banav Mibes HaMishnah. The Mishnah told us that there was a story where his children came back from a wedding after Chatzos. And they told him, we didn't say Kriya Shema, what do we do? And he told them, well, as long as it isn't Chatzos, as long as it isn't Alos HaShachar, say Kriya Shema. Now, v'adhashtu l'shmialu hadar Rabbi Gamliel. Until now they weren't aware of Rabbi Gamliel's Shita? Why? Why were they suddenly asking this question? They know his Shita, and they know the Chachamim's Shita too. They meant to ask him as follows. Meaning, they certainly knew his Shita, but they knew another fundamental principle, and that is, Yochid Berabim Alecha Kerabim. They know that father, with all due respect, holds, he can take Kriya Shema until morning, but Chachamim said till Chatzos, and we have to follow the Rabbim. So therefore, they came and they asked him the following. They said, Rabbanan Pligi Lavach, do the Chachamim completely disagree with you? Do they maintain that the Zman Kriyat Shema is essentially until Chatzos. If they completely disagree with you, then Yochid against Rabbim, individual against the many, we go by the Rabbim, we go by the Chachamim. Sefta Chatzos, we missed it. We go to sleep. Or maybe the Chachamim agree with you that really this man is until Alois Hashacha. And the only reason that they said until Chatzos is it's in order to distance you from an Avera. Meaning, did they say Chatzos essentially or only as a Gzera? In which case they would agree that b'di'evet that we missed it, we should say it now. Omar Luhu. And he answered, Rabbanan Kavosi Svirlu. Now Gamliel is being very honest. He's not telling them, well, I hold this way to do what I say. No. If it would be just him against the Chachamim, he would say, well, you got to follow the Chachamim. But he's saying, but no, here you should follow my Shita. Why? Because the Chachamim do essentially agree with me. Therefore, you're Mechuyim as long as it's before Alois. The only reason they said that it's until Chatzos is kedei laharchik adam min avera, is in order to distance people from avera. So that's lechatchila. You should certainly say it before Chatzos. Now that the time has passed, it's ready after Chatzos, the Chachamim will certainly agree with me that you should say it now. You missed the time lechatchila, but say it now. So on the contrary, this Gemara implies that actually the halacha follows the Chachamim. That's what the Beis Yosef infers from this Gemara in favor of the Rambam's Shita. Yes, the Gemara said Halacha Kama Gamliel. But you see, his sons themselves weren't taking that at face value. They themselves were saying, well, do you work with the Chachamim before they were willing to accept it? Right? So if so, we see that yes, Halacha follows Rambam Gamliel, but his fundamental understanding. As far as the Gzeira goes, we certainly follow the Chachamim that Lechatchila, Kriyat Shema must be recited before Chatzos. Okay, we'll stop here.